Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Welcome to a brand new week of bringing clarity to the chaos. This week, we will commemorate the National Day of Prayer, stay biblically grounded with archaeologist Clayton Van Hus, and Michael Hoggard will reveal details about the spirit realm. On Friday and Saturday this week, we will be in Bel Air, Kansas for our Prophecy in the News live event, Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th. Come on out and hear Larry Spargimino, Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Larry Stamm, Josh Davis, Clayton Van Hus, and Rob Lindstedt. A special One World update will be shared, biblical mysteries will be revealed, and the latest update on what is happening in Israel. All this and much more will be covered at the Prophecy in the News live event this Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th. Register today for this free event. Seating is limited, so don't delay. Visit the events page of our website, swrc.com, or register by phone, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News live. This Friday and Saturday at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air, Kansas. Micah Van Hus welcomes pastor and teacher Michael Hoggard to the microphone now to reveal and to help us understand the spirit realm.
Welcome to the program today. I'm your host for Watchmen on the Wall. I'm Micah Van Hus. I produce Marginal Mysteries here at Southwest Radio Ministries. And today we have as a guest with us today and tomorrow, Pastor Michael Hoggard, the UFO pastor. Michael, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Brother Micah. You're my kind of guy there at Southwest Radio because you and I think alike. I think on a lot of things that there's some really, really weird but true things out there that need to be investigated, need to be looked into. So it's always a joy to be with you guys.
Awesome. And it's awesome to have you. And as I was preparing for talking to you today, I was watching some of your videos on your YouTube channel about the sightings and the spirit realm and so many things that just trigger my memory of some of the stuff I've written about. And I look forward to talking to you today about the spirit realm. So why don't you kick it off by telling us what you're working on right now?
I started working on this. You guys are having me at your conference this year in the first part of June in Cincinnati. I came up with two topics that I think are very, very relevant. And I'm going to call this the sightings series, and there's going to be several videos that deal with that. The ones that I'm currently involved in, and I'm making these videos primarily for all of you folks there at Southwest Radio and all of your listening audience, most of it is that over the years, let's go back 50, 60, 70 years, every now and then, someone would have a camera, and every now and then, somebody would take a picture of something maybe that they saw in a house that they believed was haunted. When the photograph is developed, you can clearly see the silhouette, or you can see sort of a see-through image of what can only be described as a ghost or a spirit, an unclean spirit or a familiar spirit of some kind. That has, you know, had a lot of people baffled. Well, now let's go to the 21st century. And we're in a time right now when literally everybody has a phone or a phone and a camera with them to record not just still images, but video images as well. I believe that the spirit world, and when I'm talking about the spirit world, primarily in this series, I'm going to be referring to the evil side of the spirit world, and the Bible has so much to say about that. If you really pay attention and look, and you'll see it in a lot of places. As it pertains to the spirit world, I believe that, number one, there are times when, I'll give you the list of names that the Bible uses. It calls them devils, calls them gods with a little g. It will call them unclean spirits. It will call them seducing spirits. It will, the Bible refers to them as familiar spirits and so many other names, devils. The word demon, people like to use the word demon a lot. I don't have a problem with the word demon because that is sort of like the, it comes from the Greek word. When the Greek text of the Bible will say daimos, the King James translators would translate that as devil because they knew what it was. And so when some people say demon possession and or I saw a demon or this place is full of demons, then literally they're talking about a place or a person or a thing that they know is associated with a devil of some kind. The word devil is a name and a title that we are used to. We know what it is, as opposed to the word demon, because some people use the word demon, and to them it means like some form of higher intelligence or some sort of intelligent supernatural being, but it doesn't have to be necessarily malicious. But from the Bible standpoint, we know that these unclean devils, these unclean spirits, these familiar spirits, and so on, when the Greek uses the phrase daimos, and they're translated as devils, that automatically gives us this idea that they are, in fact, evil spirits. And as such, then, they are under the control and the authority of the what the Bible calls the prince of spirits, or the prince of devils, which is Satan, Beelzebub, Belial, the serpent, the dragon. The Bible has several names for him. Basically, we're dealing with Lucifer. We're dealing with the chief, the prince of the power of the air, is what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2. And so people have been seeing these things all throughout history. There have been, you know, stories told about them, what they call fairy tales and so on. But I believe that we're seeing a lot more, having a lot more, quote-unquote, sightings of these unclean spirits or these evil spirits for one good reason, and that is I think that the technology that we're using when it comes to our phones and the cameras on our phones, those light sensors that are in digital cameras, digital video cameras, I've got several of those here that I make the videos with, and the iPhones and the Google phones and all of that stuff, I think those video sensors, those light sensors on those cameras, I think they're designed differently than the human eye. The human eye can only see a certain amount of light spectrum, and we're limited to that.
I wanted to get your opinion, because you just brought that up about the light spectrum and what we can see. According to science, the human eye can only see 5% of visible light. Now, I think it's obvious from Scripture that while we cannot, in most instances, and in fact, almost all instances, we cannot see spirits in our world, but they can see us. I think that's a general consensus from Scripture. If the human eye can only see 5% of light, is that part of the explanation of why these beings can see us, because they are a different type of vision?
Yeah, they are. They are from a different realm. They're from the realm of the spirit world, and for the most part, humans can't see them. Now, that's not always the case. There are times when people will catch a glimpse of something.
Daniel chapter 10.
And in many cases, by the time they look closely, that spirit has disappeared for whatever reason they have. When you mentioned that we can only see 5% of the light spectrum, that verse came to my mind where Paul said, "For we see through a glass darkly." Right now, we can't see everything that's going on. We can't see the spiritual realm. We can't see the good angels that are fighting on our behalf, like Elisha showed to his servant Gehazi when, you know, he was worried about how they were going to die. And Elisha said, "Lord, open his eyes. There's more for us out there than there is for them." And then his servant was able to see that literally that whole area was surrounded by chariots of fire, horses of fire, angelic beings that were there to protect Elisha and all the people there. So it does have to do with God opening their eyes, number one. But I was mentioning the sensors in these cameras, I think that they're made differently, and I think that they have the ability to pick up spectrums of light that you and I can't normally see.
Yeah.
And once it's digitized and, you know, let's say put up on our computer screens or our tablet or phone, or we get those pictures processed, and all of a sudden now we're seeing people in like a group photo that don't belong there. You see a head in the background. You don't necessarily see a body.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you'll see a hand on somebody's shoulder when there is no way that that could be somebody else's hand on that person. I've seen videos, and this is something that I'm trying to feature in each one of the separate videos that I'm making on this subject, is showing some of the most bizarre, scary video captures of spirits that when you see them, if you believe the Bible, you know that we're surrounded by these things. There are evil spirits everywhere.
If you're listening with us, Pastor Hoggard has a YouTube channel. He has a couple YouTube channels, but I've watched a number of his videos. He's got videos of these spirits, and it's a fascinating discussion that he has on his videos. While we've got a moment, you are listening to Pastor Michael Hoggard, the UFO pastor, and I'm Micah Van Hus with Marginal Mysteries. We are hosting the Mysteries of the Bible Verse Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio this year, June 7th and 8th. Again, the Mysteries of the Bible Verse Conference, June 7th and 8th. Pastor Michael Hoggard, who's speaking with us now, will be there to speak. I will be there. Let me run through some names real quick. Derek Gilbert, Rudy Landa, Josh Davis, Mac Dominic, Michael Hoggard. And so we're looking forward to doing the Mysteries of the Bible Verse, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio, talking about the topics that your Sunday school teacher did not talk about. You can sign up for that at swrc.com, swrc.com events, or you can go to marginalmysteries.com. Pastor, we'll kick it back to you.
One of the things that that I'll be showing both in the conference and that I have on these videos, the first video deals with something that probably most everybody is familiar with, and that is demon possession. And I answer the question, can a person actually become a dwelling place for an unclean spirit to live inside of them and to take control of them?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the answer from a practical standpoint is yes. The answer from a biblical standpoint is absolutely yes. And mm-hmm. Jesus had to command them to go. And in this particular video, I have several video clips of people that you can tell there is no doubt in your mind that they are possessed of a devil. One young lady, her husband kept noticing that she was very agitated in her sleep every night. She would say that she felt like something was wrong and going wrong. She would have bad dreams in her sleep. And so he set up an infrared night vision camera in their bedroom. And he, in one of the clips, this young lady raised right up out of bed in a nearly impossible way, simply because of the way our bodies are made. If we try to raise our back, neck, and head up in a bed or on the floor, our feet need to be weighted down with something so that we can just rise right up. Well, this gal was able to do it without any help whatsoever. She rises right up out of bed. She looks right at the camera, and her mouth opens up in an extremely unnatural way. It's almost like it was impossible for her mouth to open up this big. But she does it for about 2 to 3 seconds, and then she closes her mouth and immediately falls back into the bed. There is another video clip that this one reminded me of the boy that lived in the days of Jesus, where his father came to Jesus, said, "Lord, would you deliver my son because he has evil spirits in him, and sometimes they cast him into the water, sometimes they cast him into the fire. Well, that basically means that these devil entities have the ability to not only take over his body, but to cause his body to be thrown through the air. We know that the man whose name was Legion in the Bible, because he had so many devils in him, when they would bind him with iron chains and fetters, that he was able to break those iron chains. And, you know, I've seen people on drugs on these different cop TV shows that thought that they could break a set of handcuffs, and of course they never can. Mm-hmm. But here's a young man that is able to break iron chains that are on him, and because he's been given this strength from these devils. And I have a video clip, and I believe it's from a high school in India. They're all wearing uniforms, all wearing the same clothes, and they're in the cafeteria. And all of a sudden, this young lady starts really freaking out. She is screaming. She is contorting her body. And at one point, Micah, you see literally her body rise up in the air and go into serious contortions. Mm-hmm. She's suspended up in the air, and then all of a sudden, whatever devil that was, let's go. And
very unnatural.
It is very unnatural. And so you have to, you know, you have to look at that and say, okay, either that's a fake or this has to be real. And of course, as Bible-believing Christians, we know then that it's going to be, or that is possible for this to be a real event, simply because of what we saw in the days of Jesus, in the days of the early church there in the book of Acts, where they cast out unclean spirits and they dealt with evil spirits and so on and so on. And so, again, we're living in a time right now where the proliferation and the distribution of actual poltergeist sightings taking place can be seen not just by the people who are there at the time, but literally they can be seen by people all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I think the primary agenda with this is to instill a spirit of fear upon the world, because the world doesn't believe in supernatural events or doesn't want to believe in supernatural events, and yet these events are going to continue to increase. They're going to continue to instill fear in the hearts of people, and that's the devil's, one of his number one tools against us is that he wants to instill in us a spirit of fear. Of course, we know what the scripture says. God has not given us a spirit of fear.
So what do these sightings in the spirit realm, what do they have to do? Do they have anything to do with getting closer to the end, to the return of Christ? Is it strictly the phones and the technology of the light spectrum, or is there something biblical about the veil between the spiritual and physical realm?
Oh, I think both of them. I think, number one, that definitely the technology exists. You know, what was, you know, they had this saying that what was magic and wizardry in one generation becomes science in the next. And I definitely believe that there is an increase in spirit world sightings, poltergeist, and the word poltergeist simply means like a noisy ghost is what it is. Poltergeist activity that is captured on video, captured on in these digital photographs, I think there is an increase in those sightings and an increase in the way that these sightings then are recorded and can be disseminated and distributed all over the world. That's number one. Number two, I absolutely believe that when we see less and less and less of what can be called true Bible Christianity, as the fake churches become more fake and more recognized by people who have biblical discernment, and as the world becomes ever more evil, darker than it is now, then I believe that there is increased activity in the spiritual realm. They're able to do things and get away with things in today's world than, let's say, they could do 100 years ago, or at times when there was great revivals moving through America. I believe that the increase of spirits and their invasion into this world is absolutely increasing and will continue to increase until the days of the Antichrist and the false prophet.
We've got a few minutes left. Let's plug the Mysteries of the Bible Verse one more time. In June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio, Southwest Radio Ministries is hosting the Mysteries of the Bible Verse Conference. And folks are interested in that, you can sign up at swrc.com or marginalmysteries.com. We have a number of speakers, including Pastor Michael Hoggard, who we're talking to now. We've also got Derek Gilbert, Rudy Landa, Greg Patton, who has dealt with demonology and demons for over 40 years now. We've got Mac Dominic, Josh Davis, and myself, Micah Van Hus, at the Mysteries of the Bible Verse Conference, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio, talking about the topics such as these we're talking about today, the topics that your Sunday school teacher did not talk about. Again, swrc.com and marginalmysteries.com. So, Pastor, I did mention your YouTube channel. How can folks get a hold of you?
I'm on Facebook, just Michael W. Hoggard. I'm on YouTube as Michael Hoggard. You can find me there. Our church website, we stream all of our services, been doing so since 2011. So when COVID hit, I mean, we just kept doing what we were doing. And it is sermonaudio.com/Bethel. And practically everything that I do goes on those places there.
To close out today's program, I want to ask you a question. Do demons, are they capable of sticking to an object, sticking to a place, a house, or a family?
Yes. And we can talk about that in the next episode. I got a big smile on my face because that is literally what one of these videos is dealing with, is can devils be attached to inanimate objects? Can they live in houses? Can they live in certain places? Can certain forests be haunted? And the short answer is yes, absolutely yes. And I'll show that from the Bible in the next program that we do.
Pastor, I've got a question. I know a lot of folks have thought about this in the past. They're probably thinking it right now. Can a Christian be possessed?
The quick answer is no. There's several reasons why. Number one, if you are truly born again, you are a son of God, and God is not going to allow a devil to take over your mind, your soul, your life, and make you do things that aren't, normally you wouldn't do. You become part of the sheepfold, Jesus being the shepherd, and he is always going to protect us from things like that. And that's demon possession. That's literally where a demon enters into a person and literally takes them over. They have no will of their own. They're controlled by a devil or a bunch of devils and so on. But can a Christian, a truly born-again Christian, can they be influenced? Can they be oppressed? The answer, of course, obviously is yes. Look at Job. The devil the first time took away everything that he had, took all of his wealth, killed his children, and left him basically with nothing, and he didn't curse God then. And the devil said, well, let me have his body. And God said, well, you can't kill him, but I'm going to let you have his body. And so we know that Satan afflicted Job with these boils and so on, tried to get him to curse God and die. Job refused to do it, even though it was probably very difficult for him to be living the way he was living. But the truth of it is, if the devil had control of Job during that time, he wouldn't have needed to ask God anything. God had Job under supernatural protection, and as such, God will not allow a truly born-again person to be possessed. We can be, like I said, we can be influenced, we can be pushed into things. We can be certainly be tempted, but he doesn't have control over us because of the fact that we are born of God.
And the oppression is absolutely correct. If we could not be oppressed, then Ephesians chapter 6 would have no meaning. God says
exactly to
put on the whole armor of God, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, and be wary that these princes are the powers of the air. So as we close today's program, again, Pastor Hoggard, how can folks get a hold of you?
Just simply go to sermonaudio.com/Bethel, or they can send me an email through pastormikeonline@gmail.com.
Pastor Michael Hoggard, it's been awesome talking with you today, and we are going to continue this discussion tomorrow, starting with the question, can demons stick with a place, a house, or a family?
We have much more from Michael Hoggard on the spirit realm coming up on our next program. Make sure you order Michael Hoggard's brand new DVD entitled Sightings. In this powerful DVD series, Michael Hoggard deals with the subject of people who are possessed by devils, including video clips of people acting in bizarre, unnatural ways. In the new DVD series, Sightings, the topic of familiar spirits is examined. These spirits are usually associated by people with those who have died. Michael Hoggard looks at exactly what the Bible says about familiar spirits. Sightings DVD series. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. Demon possession, faces of death, the Nightcrawler, they're all examined in light of Scripture. Sightings, the brand new DVD series from Pastor Michael Hoggard. Order today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Friends, if you have a prayer need, would you let us pray for you? We consider it an honor to pray with you. Prayer requests come in from all over the country through the mail, on the phone, and now through a special email address, prayer@swrc.com. That's prayer@swrc.com. Or you can always just give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Michael Hoggard continues his series on the spirit realm. So be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.